Finding and Forging Safe, Profitable Relationships. It's Season 2020, Episode 36, Grow Great, the podcast. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, where we are approaching Thanksgiving Day here in America, 1 week away. Today is Thursday, November the 19th, 2020. Our personal growth is significantly impacted by other people. And within the last few weeks, I have conducted a number of leadership workshops. I regularly illustrate our ability to help each other by telling stories of people, particularly older men who influenced me. These were men that I sought out, making investments to forge a relationship that otherwise wasn't likely going to happen. In some cases, I took a chance. In other cases, okay, it happened a little bit more organically, but in every case, I behaved with high intentions, often being relentless because, well, the relationship mattered that much to me. Before I go dark for the rest of November, which I will because, well, many of you will be taking time off. Others of you, well, you are really busy because business is hitting a higher gear this time of year during the holidays. I want to talk with you about finding and forging relationships. The kind of relationships that make a big difference in your life, professionally and personally. So let's have some fun, all right, some learning fun. Think of a person in your life who is not a family member, somebody with whom you feel safe. Here, I'll give you a little bit of help so that you can think of a specific person. This person is somebody that you can talk to about anything. Maybe you can talk to them about everything, anything at all, even better. You don't fret about confessing anything to this person because you know they have your best interest at heart. And you also know that whatever you tell them, it will never be used against you. You can confide in them. The person that I want you to think of is that kind of a person, but they're also somebody who doesn't jump to tell you what you should do, what you shouldn't do. Mostly, they listen so they can better understand your situation. Oh yeah, sure. They want to help you do what's best, but they're not anxious to live your life for you. They challenge you. In fact, they challenge you with ease because they just want you to be your best. It's about you. It's not about them. You got a name in mind yet? You thinking of somebody specific? Now, go back and think about how that relationship got going. How did it get started? Was it just some chance encounter? Was it more intentional? How did it happen? If you go to the website, growgreat.com, and you find Season 2020, Episode 36, you will see the photograph of a man. And that man pictured, well, he is pictured to illustrate today's episode. And his name is Ronnie Wade. Ronnie passed away earlier this year at the age of 83. He had been a lifelong mentor of mine since I was a young adult. He was an educator. He served a number of years as an elementary school principal. He had a doctorate in education. He lived in Springfield, Missouri. Mostly, he was a gospel preacher. My parents were close to him. They've known him since he was just a teenage boy from Fort Worth, Texas. And so here's a man who had known me since I was born. And that only made it easier for me to find him. Quite frankly, that did not make it easy for me to forge a relationship because, well, there was so much history with not just me, but with my family, my parents, even grandparents. The man earned my respect. I admired his knowledge. I admired his wisdom. I trusted him. I trusted him because he had proven himself trustworthy. And by being the man that he was, I made a conscious decision to make him chief among my mentors. No, I never did approach him and officially bestow that title on him. I just set about to make that happen because I knew that this is a man who can serve me unlike anybody else that I know or anybody that I suspect could. I'm thankful that I took the chance. And I'm thankful that I did it while I was young. He was 20 years my senior. Now, things are a little bit different. No, things are quite different. When your mentor is 83 at the age of his passing and you're 63, it's not quite the same when you're 20 years old and he's 40, right? It's a bit scarier, feels riskier. I didn't care because by the time I was 15, I knew I'm going to have a close relationship with this man if I have anything to say about it. And so I did. Rarely do good things happen just because of pure chance. Oh, yeah, sure. A blind pig can find one every now and again. But usually, in my experience, there is some degree of intentionality, some specific actions taken that improve the odds of a good outcome. And so it was in my finding and forging a relationship with Ronnie. The man never wanted anything for me that was not for my best, spiritually or otherwise. And he wasn't offended if I didn't see it quite as he did, which admittedly was rare because, well, come on. I mean, he had greater knowledge and wisdom than I did. I knew my limitations, which is largely why I sought him out when I was still young. You have to invest. If you want to earn a return, it's going to require an investment. And when it comes to relationships, you know what that means. Yeah, it means you're going to have to be willing to open up and be vulnerable. And the more you invest, the greater your return. Well, over the years, I learned that my relationship with Ronnie, it was a surefire investment. Very quickly, the return proved predictable and it proved solid. Well, come on, when that's the case, we all know what we ought to do, right? Yeah, invest more. And I did. I invested more. You know, I'm smart like that. 40-plus years of weekly phone calls, countless in-person visits during many ups and downs for both of us, and the relationship grew into a pretty terrific two-way interaction with each of us doing our best to serve one another. I mean, I wasn't just self-centered and purely interested in what I could take from him. I wanted to make a positive difference in his life. Now, admittedly, from my perspective, he had a whole lot more to give and to offer than I ever did, but it never did stop me from trying to dig as deeply as I could so that I could return some positive things to him. And I'm thankful. Here we are approaching the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for our years together. Mostly, I'm thankful that I took the chance to forge the relationship by leaning on him with my trust and with my confidence. Here are some things that I would encourage you to take away. Let me give you a list of about 13 things. They're really quick. Number one, survey the people that you admire most. Your reasons are your own. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Number two, find somebody, perhaps a group of somebodies, if you're really fortunate and really intentional. Find somebody with whom you think or you know you can feel safe. Number three, equally important to safety, find people that you are confident can help you because of their knowledge and their wisdom to help you grow. Now, for those of you that are in business, it doesn't mean that they've got to be in business. It doesn't mean that they've got to even be in the sector of business that you're in. Knowledge and wisdom, think bigger. Number four, be confident in your ability to have them serve you with insights, experiences, and counsel. And number five, be confident in their ability to provide those things. Number six, be confident in your ability to provide something to them. Number seven, don't fret about the trade-off being equal. I mean, man alive, if I would have done that, I would have never approached Ronnie. He had so much more to give me. I mean, here's a man 20 years up the trail from me. Of course he had more to offer. But don't fret about that trade-off being equal. Be willing to get more than you get, at least when you start. That doesn't mean you need to be selfish. Don't be selfish. Number 8, don't put pressure on yourself or them. Just start. Number 9, be humble and curious. Approach them, ask questions, just talk. Just have a conversation. Mostly, listen. Number 10, let it flow. If you're fortunate, like I was with Ronnie, it'll take off from there. Number 11, if it doesn't, make sure that you give it enough time. Don't quit too soon. Number 12, if you give it enough time and it still doesn't feel quite like it's going to happen, then keep looking. And number 13, rinse and repeat. Listen, folks, we've got to take chances. And you might lose something priceless if you're not willing to take the chance. So many people are not willing to kind of let their hair down and be vulnerable with people, not complete strangers, but with people that they suspect, this person might be just the person I need. You've got some sense of that. If, like me, you've already done it, then be thankful. If they are alive, tell them how thankful you are. Before Ronnie died, I went to spend some days with he and his wife. He had been battling a blood disease for 5 years or so, and he'd had a good run. But the last 9 months to a year of his life were tougher. I'd been telling him that I wanted to come see him one final time. And I would tell him in conversations, now don't wait too long. You make sure you give me a heads up. Because when you're ready, I'm going to come see you. And then one day during a regular phone conversation, he said, come on. And I did. And when I got there, we laughed, we ate meals together, we remembered the past, and we were able to tell each other how much we meant to one another. And once more, I was able to tell him how much I loved him and how thankful I was that we'd had so many good years together. And we said our goodbyes. And it was just a few weeks later that I eulogized him, honored that he had asked me some years prior in anticipation of that day. Horribly anxious, horribly nervous, but I muttered through. Next week, I'm sure like you, I will be thinking of more things than I'm thankful for. But today and just about every day, I'm thankful that I found and forged a relationship with a man who made such a positive difference in my life. And I work hard and I want to work even harder to be that man for others. And I want to encourage you to work hard and work even harder to be that person for somebody else, a person like the person you're looking for. If we'll put in the work to be the type of person that we most seek to help us, I suspect that it'll improve our odds of finding each other. I hope you and yours are being safe. Let me encourage you to go to the website, growgreat.com. All kinds of ways that you can subscribe to the podcast over there. Probably way more information than you care to ever know about me. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Happy holidays, and I'm encouraging you to be well, do good, grow great. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.